Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We have good news. Jesus is alive.
Yes.
He's alive and well. He's doing everything that he needs. He's already done everything he needs to do. All you have to do is receive it. Amen.
That's right.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I have some good news. I'll give you a good report. We're going to get some more good reports here in just a minute, but I actually went and took some tests because people who love me wanted me to get checked out, and they didn't pester me about it, but they suggested that I go get checked out. And so I want you to know that I passed everything in flying colors. I have no blood sugar problem. I have no cholesterol problem. I have no not a nothing. All my arteries are clear. Everything works good. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. My ticker is good.
That's right.
And God gets all the glory.
Yeah,
it's because of him.
That's right.
And by the way, in case you don't know this, I don't take one pharmaceutical drug. Yeah. Nothing. Nothing. I take vitamin C and vitamin B and vitamin this and vitamin that. And yeah, all those vitamins. Praise the Lord. God has been good. Thank you, Jesus. But I'm glad it tested out well. Praise the Lord. Let me know when we're rolling. All right. I want to say hello to Douglas and Jay Lee this morning. They're tuning in this morning. They're Ron's children, his grandchildren. And so I want to say hi to them. Tina, I want to say hello to you and all of you others. Hey, listen, if you're listening, we're finding out every day that people are listening. People are emailing us and stuff. We didn't even know you were listening. Just say hi to us. We promise we won't send anything to you, try to get anything out of you. We just want to know who's listening. We see a lot of people are getting on there. We just like to have a name behind it. So thank you for actually saying hi to us today. Praise the Lord. I love it. My niece Stacy gets on there and she's so personal. She'll say, "I love you, Roxanne." She just puts it. I love that. Praise the Lord. You can tell so if y'all look at it, those ones that are telling me that, those are my family members. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go over to Revelation 19. Verse 10, we've got something good for you today. We're going to take a little bit on this. You're going to be glad you came today. You're going to be glad. While you're running over there, I'm going to tell you something. God loves America.
Yes, he does. So much.
And he's going to get America back. All of it. Yeah, he is. And we're going to help him. We're going to pray. We're going to believe God. And we're going to keep standing. We're going to keep standing and we're going to keep voting. And we're going to vote according to the Bible. And you're going to see more and more people voting toward the Bible. And you're going to even see some people that may would rather have voted the other way, but they don't want to be broke. So they're coming over to our side. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So God's doing it every way he can. But I'm telling you, this nation's going to be great. And when this nation is great again, we're going to send mission all over the world. And the great awakening is here. And we're going to see people all over the world come to Jesus. We'll talk more about that. You know, while we're headed that way, how many of you, if we moved our Tuesday meeting once or twice in the next several months, if we moved it to 12 noon and we fed you after we prayed for 15 minutes, you would come up here, you could come up here and pray for America. Can anybody in here do that? Okay, praise the Lord. Okay, so it's the people who already come except for Rachel. She could come. So praise the Lord. Okay, so we'll see if we'll do that or not, since none of you are interested. Okay, now, well, they didn't raise their hands, so they don't want to come. Okay, so that's all right. We'll do it. All right, now, Revelation 19:10, and I fell at his feet to worship him, and he said unto me, "See thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God." Listen to this. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. You got that? The testimony of what Jesus has done in your life is a prophecy to other people. Did you know that? When you see good things that happen to other people, then you can actually pick that up as a prophecy for yourself. So when you tell people about your miracles, your family miracles in your life, then God gets more real to people. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. And as people hear about God's supernatural acts, they start to expect and see that extraordinary things can happen to them in their lives. And so we're going to give you some testimonies today during the offering time. So please welcome Mrs. Jesse Wallace.
The Lord. Hallelujah. So real quick, I'm from Tyler, Texas. Most of you already know that, but all my family is still there. So my brother last week called me, and he was expressing to me. So my brother and I are 15 months apart. So he's my bestie. He'll be 45 in just a couple of weeks. Oh, I just gave my age away. It's okay. I gotta get better at that. Anyway, so he called me. He has been doing paint and body since he was 16 years old. My father was in paint and body, and my father and my uncle opened a shop together. My brother started working at 16. He later purchased the shop, ran it himself, and has for all of these years. So very hard labor. With that in mind, he began to pray and was like, Lord, I don't want to do this hard of work for the rest of my life. He's thankful it makes good money, but you know, he was starting to see that, the physicality of it was going to be a lot for him as he, went further. So he just began to pray. And so a guy swung by his shop, like most insurance companies do, to talk business. And the insurance adjuster was like, oh yeah. Frankie goes, hey, you get any, positions available, let me know. And the guy was like, well, these don't come up very often, if ever, you know, it's usually somebody within the company, blah, blah, blah. So, but if something comes open, I'll let you know. So 2 days go by, my brother's phone rings. It was a man. He said, you are not going to believe this, but there is a position that just opened and your name came up. So my brother was like, oh, that's awesome. So he got on, he filled out the application. He, had to go through a huge process. There was 30 other applicants. He got a phone call, I think it was maybe a week into it, from the CEO, and was like, Frankie, your name was put in my face over and over and over again. You beat out the competition by far. Not only did you beat out the competition, my brother was believing for a certain amount of money that he had to make, but that he wanted, he desired. They offered him exactly what he had believed God for. And they said that the position is yours. Here's a company car. Here's the hours you want. Name your price. I mean, everything that his heart had believed God for was sat in front of him in a moment. In a moment, it shifted just like that. His income doubled. It doubled. So he not only gets to take this position, but he gets to keep his shop, because this is what's cool. God is so cool. A guy came to him that same week and said, man, I'm out of work and I really need a job. Do you have any work that I could do around the shop? And Frankie goes, boy, do I. So now he has somebody running his shop that is skilled laborer that can do great work. So he doesn't have to let go of his company, the business. So he has double the income in a matter of a week of him just giving God the glory. With that said, I want to just say, pastor had come to me just a few months before and said, the Lord said that your brother's going to have a career change. And so I took that word and I just stewarded that word, and I took that word and I prayed over that word for him and with him, and we saw God did it, and it's awesome. So praise God.
Hallelujah. I mean, I don't need it unless but to go out online, we do. Hallelujah. So I am so excited to tell y'all that y'all know my sweet baby moved to Fort Worth to go to college, and we're going on a week and 2 days. And so I want to start by saying this. The Lord brought this to me this morning, so I just want to share this part. Know when I'm telling you this testimony, we were not procrastinating, and that's not how we got to this point. We were walking through obstacles, believing God to get here. But she was moving, last Friday, not this Friday, but the one before. And, as of Sunday of that week, her provisional license had expired on her 18th birthday, which was August 7th. And we were believing God that she would be able to take her road test and then get her driver's license once she had got there. That was what we had anticipated, because if you've tried to sign on to the state website to get a driver's license appointment, it is crazy. They're already booking appointments for 2025. And so I was like, doll, the best I can do is September 6th, so we'll get the road test before you leave, and then on September 6th, I'll go pick you up, we'll bring you back, you'll take the road test, and then you'll have a driver's license. We'll just have to believe God for rides for the 3 weeks. So we get to last Monday, and Kendall calls and they say, hey, so you actually have to have a valid provisional permit in order to even take the road test. So now we have to get an appointment with the driver's license office to go take a road test to go get a driver's license. And I was like, this is the craziest system I've ever seen. And so she said, but if you will go at 7 a.m., on Tuesday morning and get in line, then they can sometimes do a same day appointment. Well, we know here in Marble they don't do same day appointments, so that would mean that Jordan and Kendall would need to drive to Austin to get in line. I was like, you know what, we're not going to do that. At 7:40 in the morning, I'm going to get online, we're going to look for appointment. I got online, I found her an appointment. Glory to God. So we got her driver's license permit renewed. Step one, complete. Thank you, Jesus. She calls them back. We send in the documentation. We can get you in for a road test this Friday. Glory to God, you're going to get your road test before we leave. That's what we're looking for. That's what we're believing for. Awesome, we're going to do it. So I was like, what I'm going to try to do, though, is Friday morning, I will try to log on to the driver's license website and get you an appointment. So before you leave Austin or Marble Falls that day, you will have a driver's license by the time you get to Fort Worth. And so I get online Friday morning, 7:40, just like I did last time. The entire system's down. I get on at 7:50, 8 o'clock, 8:30, like over and over and over. All day long, the system is down all day on Friday. All day. So we go take the road test. She comes back in. They're like, you passed. You did it. Just take this envelope. It's going to be great. And so we're like, glory to God. You have this. So we'll schedule the appointment. We'll get it done. We have an appointment for Tuesday, the 20th. So I was like, but before we leave town, let's just run by the Georgetown driver's license office. Let's just believe God that they're going to have an appointment for you and you're going to get in. So we're leaving Lakeway, heading to drop her off in Fort Worth. Okay, the car is packed with all of her clothes, all of her things. We are literally leaving town to drop her off. And we stop in the Georgetown office. It's probably about 3:40, 3:50 in the afternoon. And I was like, listen, I tried to make an appointment online, but the system has been down all day long, which I'm sure they hear that all the time. But it was the honest truth. I had been looking all day long because this was important to me. And so they were like, well, you can try to use our system. I sign on. There is one appointment left at 4:20 in the afternoon. Can I tell you that Kendall left this area with her car loaded down, moved to Fort Worth, Texas, and had a driver's license? Not only that, I've already received the hard copy in the mail. Don't worry, she has a paper copy. I received the hard copy in the mail yesterday. She will have her official license in hand within 2 weeks of moving to Fort Worth for college. He will help right early. She was not moved. She just kept moving forward. She just kept going. And a quick work, he finished for her. Now, can I tell you that's not the only testimony? Can I just tell this other one real short? She moved up there. We had a bed purchased for her. No living room furniture, no dining room furniture, nothing. She has everything she needs in her house. She has been given a couch to use. She's been given a TV to use for 2 years, not like a week. A couch to use for the time she's there. She's been given a TV stand. She's been given a dining room table with four chairs. And they just keep pouring into them. God has worked everything out for her. Everything out for her. And soon, very soon, we'll have another testimony about that. Amen.
And he will help you too. Praise the Lord. Okay, here's one more. So me and John are riding on the ATV. We're working on the gate. And we're going up there, and a big grasshopper landed on my chest. And I reached down to, have y'all seen the big grasshoppers out in the country right now? I reached down to swat it off, and my chain broke. First time the chain's ever broke. And God blessed me. I reached down, and I caught my gold. I caught it. And so we were rejoicing about that. So I told Deb, I said, I'm going to White Stone Jewelry. Shout out to White Stone. I love them. And so I took the necklace up there and said, oh, yeah, hang on. It was around closing time. They said, we'll fix this. $36. You'll be back and have your stuff done. In the meantime, me and Deb are shopping for silver and gold around on the corner over there. And I said, hey, I have a long necklace, and then I have another necklace. I really want one more necklace, but I have some costume jewelry, but I really want gold to go with my gold because it looks better when it's all closer to the same color, right? And so the guy says, okay. So he goes in the back, and we try on one, and it's fun, and then we try on another, and then puts this one on me. And he says, you know what? We haven't even priced that out yet. But yeah, I know it's yours. And I'm like, I bet you know it's mine. But we were excited about it because then it does the three thing here that everybody's doing. And I wanted real, okay? I just like real, okay? So anyway, he says, well, there's no price on it, so we're just going to have to weigh it and sell it to you by grams, okay? Now, the retail price on it was $1,500. I got it for $485. Cha-ching! Isn't that great? Praise the Lord. I'm just so thrilled. I mean, God is so good. And I got some gold around my neck. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. So, you remember this now. God shouted out on that prophecy to us, great provision, great provision. Take that, church. It's not just about you, and this is just a testimony of because Jesus loves me. But the truth is I want great provision so we can build our multi-million-dollar campus we want to have. Right. I want to plant more churches with living water. I want us to do some of that. I want us to reach the people around the world. And in order to do that, I've got to have great provision. Yeah, right. So I speak great provision over all of us here today, and I just say, here's this scripture. God is mindful of us, just like he is of Kendall, just like he was of me, just like he was for Frankie. In Jesus' name, the Lord shall increase us more and more. He wants to increase us. He is in the midst of us, and he will help us right early. Amen. Come on, brothers. Thank you, Jesus and sisters. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're supposed to be blessed. Supposed to be blessed, and it's not just about being blessed about us. We had some other testimonies called in. They're not here this morning, but Sandy and Salvador have had some real blessings, and so I'm sure they'll need to tell us those when they get back. It's happening. Gold is at an all-time high. That's true. I saw that. Yeah, so I did really good. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. That's right. Silver and gold do not devalue. No, they go up and down a little, but they're worth more than the dollar, I can tell you that. Praise the Lord. All right, now, let's get started today. We're going to look at 2 Corinthians 13:5 and Romans 12:18. We'll go to 2 Corinthians 13:5. I hope you wore your steel-toed boots today. Praise the Lord, because you know what we're talking about. All right. Faith for relationships. Faith for relationships. And you need to go back and listen to Wednesday night if you didn't hear that. All right. 2 Corinthians 13:5 says, examine yourselves whether you be in faith. Now, that's the only part of that I want to look at. And because we're looking at it in particular concerning relationships. Romans 12:18 says, if it be possible, as much as it depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Now, with God, all things are possible. With men, not so much. But it can be good on your side. There's going to be relationships that, they don't want to participate. But you can participate in the way that God wants you to live and what he wants you to do. And so whatever's possible, if you can live good, whoever you can live peaceably with, then do it. So now the last time we were together, we were talking about love. We were talking about the types of love. Storge, phileo, eros, and agape. And what we talked about, the fact that agape is the important thing. It's the unconditional love. And then we talked about the Apostle Paul, the relationships that he dealt with. He was really good at relationships. And so he dealt with these relationships. I'll mention them to you again. Himself, spiritual sons, those that disappoint you, relationships from a distance, relationships with the faithful, strained relationships, and toxic relationships. Now, you can go back and get the full on that if you'll go back and look at Wednesday night. We talked about that a little deeper. But today, I know you're going to be so excited because we're going to talk about number one, yourself. Yeah. Okay. Amen. Be excited about that because you're going to win.
That's right.
So, church, if you don't get you right, you're not going to get your relationships right. And you basically have to help yourself. Remember, put the mask on before you put the other person's mask on. If you don't get you going right, I mean, if the plane's going down and you're trying to get the mask on the baby, you pass out, the baby's going to go out too. You have to take care of yourself first. Not in a selfish way, but in a management way. Right. Amen. And so we all have to have a look at ourselves so that we can produce the best relationships we possibly can. You know, why do we even need to? Well, you know what? It's our calling, church. Our calling is the royal law of love. That's our calling. The Bible says to love your neighbor as yourself. James 2:8, and I think, do we have that? We could put it up there, James 2:8. It says, if you fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, ye do well. There it is. Thank you, Quinny. So see, this is important to God. The royal law is love. And it's not just for those that love you. That's the easy part. But we're called to love people. It's quiet in here. Praise the Lord. Okay. So now we talked about rejection. We talked about the rejection syndrome. You guys can go back and look at that from last Sunday. So the idea in life is to get free from the spirit of rejection that troubles you. So that's where the trouble is. And it takes on different behaviors. The answer lies in these things. And these are where the answer lies for most things. Know God, right? Know who you are in God. And know your enemy. You need to know what the devil does. Too many people blame God for what the devil is doing.
Oh yeah.
I know I'm preaching to the choir right now. You all understand that God is good and the enemy is the one who steals, kills, and destroys. So I won't go there this morning. But it's important to remember that. But also, you know God, you know who you are, and you know the enemy. That's why we're always talking about your identity and all those things all the time. But also, once you begin to know those truths, you have to live those truths, and that's going to require one thing, surrender.
Amen.
Surrender. It's going to require surrender. You have to surrender self. We're going to call you self, and I'm going to explain that in just a minute. So it's a calling of true humility. And listen, if you think you're just going to get a visitation and you're just going to get wiped out, knocked out by the glory, and you're going to get up and be a brand new person, and you're never going to have any trouble again. I've got news for you. It's not going to happen. Now, you could get knocked out, blasted, and it will help. It will help. It'll push the chaff out, and it'll get rid of some demonic forces in your life. So you want to do that. You want to drink as much as you can, all the time you can, of the joy of the Lord. Amen. Of the Spirit of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. But also, you need to and deal with those familiar spirits. Now, I'm going to use this term lightly because I'll tell you why. There's still behavior modification. Now, I use that term lightly because it's used in other therapies, and I don't really like the other types of therapies. I like this one. Right. So behavior modification can't just be done, you know, with your soul, out of your flesh. The behavior modification I'm talking about is your surrender to God and the fruits of the Spirit rising up in your life, okay? So I'm not talking about you disciplining yourself with your flesh. Yeah. That self again. We have to get above that. Discipline is okay in areas, but self-control's way better because it has power in it. It has God's power in it. Okay? So where we use the word discipline, I think self-control's the better thing to do. Are y'all with me? I'm talking fast, but we got to get through here. So I want to encourage you with this. Anytime God calls you to something, which right now He's calling us to a lot of things, to pray, to pray for America, to stand up for what is right, to vote. I mean, this is crucial. It's crucial to become a prayer right now. Crucial. And to be a voter too. And so, but we need to continue on with that in this awakening, of course. But, anything God calls you to do. In fact, have a little, I'm going to call it this, spiritual therapy. There's a lot of therapies. I could name all five of them to you right now. I don't want to take time to go there. This is the best one. Forget Freud and all the other stuff. I want to talk about this one. Take some spiritual therapy here. And God's going to give you the power to do it. Anything you're called to do, there's a power to. If you're called to pastor, you'll have the grace to do it. If you're called to be real estate agents, you'll have the grace to do it. If you're called to sell paint, you have the grace to do it. If you're called to sell silver and gold, you have the grace to do it. Whatever you're called to do, whatever it is, you're going to be called to do that. Make people beautiful, cut their hair pretty, all that kind of stuff. Glory to God. If you have a calling for it, there's a grace to it. There's a grace to forgive. There's a grace to give. There's a grace to prefer one another. Amen. Praise the Lord. It starts in little ways. You'd be surprised how often you could prefer someone that actually begins to set you on a trail to do better in your life. Everybody love Virginia? Virginia's working from the other side. Virginia always insisted that I cut in line in the food line. Always. Nope, you're in front of me. What's she doing? Preferring me. Now, some of the rest of you have done the same thing. Get right here, Pastor. Get right here. And I'm like, no, I'm going to wait for a little while. Get right here. Get right here. Come in right here. They're preferring you. When you open the door for your wife, your car door, you're preferring her. Amen. It's important. These are important things. So we want to do that. We want to prefer one another, and we want to use some self-control. So just quickly, I want to say this to you, and then we'll plow down into this thing. You are a spirit. Everybody know that? You live in a body. You have a soul. Your soul is your mind, will, and emotions. Everybody know that? Okay, so when you go to heaven, unless you go in the rapture, your spirit and your soul are going, and your body will go whatever you do with it. Well, it does a lot of things these days. But mine will go in the ground. But if you go in the rapture, then all of you goes. But if you go, your soul is in your spirit, and it's intact. Now, it's not your brain. Your mind is in your spirit. Your will is in your spirit. Your emotions are in your spirit. They're housed in your soul. Okay, now, so that the area that we deal with daily is the soul. It's the soul. You got to deal with your body too, because some people's bodies kept them out of church this morning. They're at home. Yep. Praise the Lord. Okay. Now, so, your spirit should rule your body. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay. The soul's not bad, but it does not need to be in charge. It's good. Yeah. It's very worthy, but it doesn't need to be in charge. You don't want to have figuring and reasoning for relationships. Come on. You don't want to live your life figuring and reasoning in your relationship with other people. Am I right? Or with God? People do that all the time. Come on. What you want to do is get from your spirit what you need to love other people. Okay. So, what you want then is faith for relationships. I can get this. I can do this. I can react right. I can love. Are y'all with me?
Yes.
All right. This may not seem as fun as I'm gonna prosper and the blessing of the Lord makes me rich, but this is actually part of it, because faith works by love, church.
That's right.
Faith works by love. Okay, so we gotta dig down sometime, because the blessing is supposed to have no toil to it. But there's a lot of toil because people are just suffering in their soul no matter how rich they are.
Right.
You gotta get free from the inside.
Yes.
All right, in the inside. So, you have to get some deliverance from rejection past. And I'm not gonna go over that again. But then you deal with your soul every day. So if you have some rejection, I'm going to help you with that in just a minute. But it's something that you do want to deal with, and then you want to keep it in its place all the time, all the time, all the time. Okay. Now, so, and this is going to include this, and you know this, casting down imaginations that exalt themselves above what you know about God, who you are, and what the enemy tries to do. All those things. The enemy's going to try to always get between you and the people you love.
Yeah,
yeah, he is. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, are you ready?
Yes.
Can you take it?
Yes.
All right, Quinny, we're ready. All right. Here comes the chart. All right. Everybody see it? All right. You are spirit, soul, and body. Your body relates to God. Your spirit relates to God. Your body relates to the environment. And you relate to others with your soul. Right? All right. So, and that's you looking all sweet in the middle. Right? You're a three-part being. Okay, click. All right. When you got born again, you received salvation, assurance, security, acceptance. Say acceptance.
Acceptance.
Total commitment. You're saved and you're going to heaven. Your spirit's good right now, church.
Yeah.
You don't have a retarded spirit. Your spirit's good.
Yeah.
You like that? So you don't have that. Your spirit is good. The trouble is that other one. Okay, click. Here you go. Now, when the soul has a problem, the body reacts. Your spirit's over here doing good, but when you're in the center, look at that. Yeah. So, when your soul, when your, we're going to call it self, is in the center of everything that's going on in you, you start having some reactions to it. You start having, your body will react. You can have all sorts of things. Click. But when Jesus is in the center, da-da-da-da, spirit, soul, body, everything looks good, right? Everything gets well. Click. All right, now let's stay right here for just a moment. All right, now this is how you're going to get Jesus in the center every day, okay? All right, we'll go to Romans. You might want to mark this in your Bible, Romans 6:3. This is the way that you're going to fix this. Here's your spiritual therapy right here. Now, let me tell you something. Some of y'all aren't new to this. This is just, we're going over it again. But if you are new to this, let me tell you, the first time you go through this, you're making a decision, and this is actually happening to you right now, and you're going to rid yourself of some stuff. Okay? For the rest of you that already know these types of things, you're gonna, this is your daily life, okay? But the first time you do this, I remember, see, I went to a school in Colorado, who taught it was called the Exchange Life, and they were teaching us how to counsel with the mind of Christ. And so I learned this a long time ago, but I learned this before a long time before I went to the school. And I remember I was talking to my sister, and my sister had found out that you need to crucify your flesh. And so I walked in there, and she said, "I have to tell you, we have to just die to our flesh." That made me so mad. I was mad. I don't want to die to my flesh. I want to be in control. I didn't surrender. But when I began to get some help about it, and actually I got help before I went to school, but then I wanted to get to the school to help other people. And so I went to the school, and they began to show me this, and I began to see that this is a very simple, easy way for you to get some therapy that will help you first get delivered from a lot of rejection and help you in your relationships. So, know ye not that so many of us were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death. Do you get that? Okay, so when you got born again, you were baptized into Jesus. Now, you went to the water to do that for a public representation, right? What did it say? Buried with him and raised with him. And you know what they'll say? All your sins washed away. You know, y'all know that stuff. All your sins are wiped. So the baptism didn't get rid of it. That was an act of what you being born again got rid of. Uh-huh. That was just your outward testimony.
Yeah.
Baptizing doesn't get you saved. Receiving Jesus gets you saved. Amen. All right. But it's good to get baptized. Now, but if you didn't get baptized and you accidentally died before, you would still go to heaven, okay? Now, so, but listen to the point here. Verse 4, therefore we were buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also walk in the newness of life. For if we've been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him. Get that?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Are y'all listening?
Yeah.
Okay. Crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Or not serve self. Okay. For he that is dead is free from sin, self. Okay? All right. Now, for if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ being raised from the dead dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over him. So it's taken care of. For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. Now listen to this. Likewise, reckon, that's not just a Jed Clampett word. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin or self, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now look, you died with Christ. Your old man died with Christ. Your old nature is gone. That's why we say you're not a sinner. Do you sin? Yeah. But you're not a sinner. That's not who you are. Okay? Now, You now live with Christ, so you have his nature. Mm-hmm. Maybe you don't act like that yet, but you do. The way to keep self out of the center and put Christ in the center is to count yourself dead to sin. Right. Count yourself dead to sin. I reckon myself, you would say. Yeah. Right? Uh-huh. This is what we say. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yeah. Okay? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. You with me so far?
Yes.
So you reckon. In the Greek, that's logizomai or something like that. Praise the Lord. So it means to take an inventory and make a conclusion. All right, this is who I am right here. I've been crucified with Christ. I've been buried with him. I've been resurrected with him. I'm dead to the sin nature. I now live with Christ, and he's in the center of my life. He's in the center. He's in that where we were a while ago. He's in the center. Okay. Now, every day, every hour, you reckon or remind yourself that you are not subject to that old nature. That's just the enemy coming in and trying to get you toxic again. But you're not. You're not subject to it. You don't have to act that way. You don't. You can love. Now, before we're going to stop right here on slide 10, because I want to talk to you about your emotions just for a moment. Emotions are feelings, right? Everybody knows. Okay. They're important, but they're not in charge, church. Now, do they have some decision making? Do they help with that? A little bit. But they're not the first part of your decision making. They're not the main source, because emotions can go one way or the other. And so they shouldn't be the way that you make a decision. For instance, ladies, if you're lonely, that you shouldn't marry a jerk.
Yeah.
Just because you're lonely, don't marry a jerk, right? You're just because you see a beautiful candy apple red car, but someone told you it was a lemon. Yeah, but I like the color. No. That's what I love about you. You check out what really works right. She was just telling me, you know, I like this, but I want something that's efficient. Love this girl. Anyway, that's thinking things through. Amen. So you just don't go by your emotions. Like when the sweet person comes to your door and wants to sell you something and they, you know, people fall for it all the time. I'll tell you, because when Jonas was a little kid and we wanted to, remember those candy bars so Jesse and Jonas had to sell those candy bars. So Jonas put on the six guns. Toys.
Yeah.
And we walked to the door and say, do you want to buy some chocolate candy? And they sold out. Jesse won the prize. Why? Oh, I'll take 10. Right? Emotional stuff. Emotional. Or the other emotional way. I'll tell you what, I'm never stepping foot in there again. I'm making decisions out of that. Or you cut me for the last time. You know, just whatever. It can go either way. Or I'm going to be mad at least till sundown. Or what about this? I'm mad enough and now I'm going to spout off. I'm going to talk louder than you because I want you to hear. Right? And we can go, yeah. Okay. So, emotions then. But let's look at this. I cannot make you mad. You say, well, you sure fooled me. No. But I can do something that causes an anger that is already there to rise up in you. Now, I'm using anger. There could be anything. Lust, hate, jealousy, envy, all those kind of things. Whatever it is. Those things rise up from something that is already messed around in you, from that rejection syndrome. And so you react to that. A lot of people, we will talk about my new necklace, it could have made somebody here and go, well, why don't I ever get something like that? See, that rose up in you, but I didn't cause that. God gave me this. I had the money, I saved the money, and I bought it, yeah. Right? But the truth is, someone in here could say, God never does that for me. Who does she think she is? Did she buy that with the church money? People think stuff like that. They got mad at Brother Hagin because he bought some ice cream one time. Which, by the way, the church did not buy me this. I did. All right. But, you see, I mean, people get off on that jealousy and that envy stuff and you know, whatever it is. But I didn't cause that. If I correct you, it's not my fault if you get mad at me. I'll tell you what, she ain't bossing me around. I don't care what she says about it. No, if you need it, take it. If you don't, say, well, she must have missed it. I would take it, for you. And I'm not just me, but anything, your boss, your authority. But I'm simply doing that's causing something to rise up. You already have that on the inside. And it's the same with inferiority, insecurity, inadequacy, guilt, worry, doubt, and fear. You know people can make you feel guilty. You've seen that before. They have me. That's something that must already be in me. And it sure is making me feel guilty. Anyway, my mother was so good at it. My mom, she was like, you don't leave anything dirty in that kitchen. You wash the glass and don't leave it in the drying place. Get it all the way put up. And so if we left it out, we'd hear that clanging around in there because she's, come on. Am I talking about y'all heard it too? You know, They get, and putting it up and everything. To this day, if there's any clanging around in our kitchen, something inside me will try to go, oh, I'm in trouble. I'm not troubled. I cook, she clean. Okay, so there's no problem with the roommates. Okay, the housemates. So, but you see what I'm saying? That thing, and you know, that was from being like Paisley's age, and but see how things will get in there. So I have to say no to that. I'm like, no, devil, no. But it'll try to come. And you know what that is? Self trying to get in the center. And actually, that's false guilt. Because I'm not guilty of anything. So, but those are the kind of things that will try to come up. These are those emotion things that try to come up. So, but the idea here, emotions are supposed to be relators. It's supposed for me to go, hi, honey. I love my guy. I love my friend. He's so sweet, right? That's how it's supposed to be. Oh, you sure? You just grown so tall. You look so cute. Yeah, it's supposed to be for the good stuff.
Right.
It's supposed to be for the good stuff. And it's also used against the enemy the other way. I disapprove. You can have righteous indignation, right? Yeah. All right, so it's supposed to be about relief. It's supposed to be, that's why we worship God. Like, well, I don't have any emotions for that. Well, maybe you ought to get some because it's about relating to God. That's what it's about. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, that stirred somebody up right there. All right, now, so when I make you mad, you have to ask yourself the question, now, why did that make me mad? Learn from this, church. If you got angry about something, if you get angry when they cut you off on the road, why did that make you mad? If you got angry at the waitress, why did you react like that? Give yourself ask the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, why does that tick me off? Why does that make me feel like that? Why does that make me shut down? Because you'll get delivered from it if you'll ask him. And then when the dishes clang, it'll go away real quick. It may try to flare up, but you'll go, oh, no, uh-uh. You're not getting, because the enemy will try to come in, right? You understand? He'll try to come in with what's been familiar to you all your life. That's why they call them familiar spirits.
Yeah, that's good.
Mom and them dealt with them. Mm-hmm. Okay. Are y'all still loving me all right? Okay. So, Max says, yeah. Okay, now ask yourself why you reacted that way. Gotcha. But if you let the emotions take charge of you, then the will reacts. And you will to do things. You will to do things. And so it'll come in different forms. And so you could shut down. You can put up walls. You can start yelling or crying. You can act sweet and think up a plan to pay them back later. Yeah, yeah, that happens. I'm going to be real sweet, but watch me around the corner. Because I will get you back for that comment. Amen. Find out if you do that. All right, now, so that way you won't look like a bad reactor, but it comes back. Okay, but then what happens in all this emotional stuff is your body begins to react. And it begins to take a toll on your body. Most sickness and disease comes from just several areas, and one of the big areas is the soul stuff. Because a lot of people live with a death wish. They don't get over the past of someone dying, or they don't get over their worry. They keep worrying and worrying and worrying. Worry is a sin. Yet they keep worrying. They keep meditating. It becomes part of their personality. And then they begin to have all kinds of trouble in their body. Amen. So you have to go ahead and conquer this, church. Conquer this. Not just get physically healed in the line. But conquer what's going on in the soul. You conquer this, then you're going to be at peace. Now, not everything. Some things are just attacks from the enemy. But find out, because there's a lot of things that come from the soulish area. Some the physical things, the physical sicknesses that are coming from the soulish area. Are y'all still with me? All right. So hostility can bring on symptoms and then also hurt other people. You see what I'm saying? So that's the idea. So to live happy then and rejection free, you have to get self out of the center. You need a Christ-centered life. Then you have the mind of Christ. You have the strength given by Christ. You have all your supplies, everything supplied to you. Peace that passes understanding and fullness of joy. When you get Jesus in the center, you'll have fullness of joy. The Lord is in the midst of her. He will help her right early. Where is she? Where is he? In the center of the church. In the center of Jerusalem. In the center of Roxanne. If he's in the center of me, I've committed everything to him and he takes care of it and I don't have a care. You know what I tell the Lord every day? I get up every day and all these things run through my mind, our to-do list, all the stuff we want to do, all the goals we want to do, all the so-and-so called, so-and-so emailed, this and that, so-and-so wants to do this, so-and-so, blah, blah. All those things that come into us, I do this every day. All I got to do is what you tell me to do. Yes. Amen. Lord, today all I have to do is what you tell me to do. Doesn't matter how anybody else is acting, as long as I love, as long as I put on my smile. Amen. You have to be like Joyce and Dave. Yeah. Only don't do the part coming to church. Y'all know what I'm going to say. Joyce Meyer said her and Dave would be driving to church fussing at each other. And when they would open the doors to the church and they'd walk in, hi, everyone. Praise the Lord. Well, get that second half down. And when you get to work, be happy. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It's good. Just be happy. Praise the Lord. John comes to work and every day he walks in. Good morning. He does it. And the dogs dance around him. He's happy. So he comes in there and they laugh. Praise the Lord. I'm so grateful for that. Amen. Aren't you grateful when people come in and they're okay? Yeah. How are you doing this morning? It's doing. We don't get that in our staff. Okay. Now, so, fullness of joy. I'm going to stop right here and tell you what the Lord told me. I'm going to try to say it in a kinder fashion than I did in the prayer meeting. You have on the inside of you a place to drink from. That's your drinking. That's your high. That's your sauce. And there's no high like the Most High. And if you'll drink from that joy every day on purpose, your day is going to be a whole lot better. It's a fruit of the Spirit. It's a force. Being happy, celebrating is a force, and it'll push the devil out of your house. All right. Now, we'll go ahead and get on down the line here. A little bit further here. Now, out of you, when you get self out of the way and Christ in the center, you're going to have a love come out, a compassion come out, an understanding come out. You're going to have good things come out. You're going to draw good things. Y'all understand that? The law of draw. Everything will be better when you have yourself out of the way. Your body will experience health. Your countenance will improve. Now, here's how to do it. You have what I'm going to call the chooser. It's your will. Well, let's call him the chooser. Now, verse Romans 6:11. Let's go back to the slides and see Romans 6:11. You can pull that back up there. Okay. Yeah. Likewise, count yourselves also to be truly dead to sin, but alive to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. There's that word reckon. Now let's talk about that again. To accept something as certain or impute it or put it into action. I reckon myself dead to sin. Don't reckon yourself dead to sin. Because your old man died when you received Jesus. I'm repeating this again so you'll get it. At the new birth, right then you became eternal. You literally were at the cross. When you became eternal, you went to the past. You went to the future. You're eternal. You were crucified. When you said, I accept Jesus, then you accept everything that Jesus is, everything that Jesus did. And he went to the cross. You went to the cross. He died. You died. That's what happened. Your old man died when you received Jesus. And then you resurrected with a new man. You are a new creature. Okay? So you're going to go back and reckon yourself to those things. Push that old man out of the way. No, it's not who I am. You can't hurt a dead man's feelings. They don't feel a thing. You can't make a dead man mad or jealous or envious or hateful. And you know, sometimes it feels bad. Sometimes if somebody shoves something at you that hurts your feelings, it hurts the feelings. But that's when you have to deal with it right then and say, no, I'm not going to shut down. No, I'm not going to shut out. No, I'm not going to react. That's not who I am. I will respond and not react, as Pastor Sister here teaches, which is a good thing. I'm going to respond correctly. All right. If that's how you feel about it, praise the Lord. People will get in your face sometimes. Let God do what he needs to do with them. Because he will. Y'all know my story about Brandon and Toby. We were down at the Chili's, Pastor Brandon. And the guy got in mine and Deb's face. Started cussing us out. Saying stuff to us about our church. Talking about all this stuff. And we just looked at him and said, well, we just say to you, God bless you. But Brandon wouldn't have it. Neither would Toby. So they went in after him. Now, I don't advise you to do that. But they did. And they said, and he corrected the man. He went in there. He didn't beat him up or anything. He just corrected the man. He said, you don't speak to ladies like that. You didn't have any business speaking to ladies. Now, Toby was a little more red-faced. But he stayed back. But God will do the Brandon part. And if God sends a Brandon, fine. I thank God for Brandon Holler. He'll be my covenant friend for life. But I'm telling you that, and not just for that, for many reasons. We've been around together a long time. But God will have a way to back you up. Just let him do it. Amen. All right. So get self out of the way, first thing. So the easiest thing to do is use your chooser And the easiest way to do that is say what you choose. Say what you choose. Okay. I reckon myself dead to self. I reckon myself dead to sin. I'm not reacting to this. I'm a dead man. I don't care what they said to me. I don't care how they tried to hurt me. I don't care what they're doing. I'm dead to that. I will react in love. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. All right. Shake it off. Some of y'all are getting sleepy. We're almost done. All right. So if you want to be happy, well, the rest of you, no. If you want to be happy and you want to love others true, I'd tell you, take these initial steps that we just went through. Just take, do this initially in your life. Go get by yourself somewhere today or soon and say, you know what, Lord? Right now, I'm stepping into this. And I'm going to live in this. And I'm making a quality decision that I'm going to stay in this. Holy Spirit, watch my reactions and help me. You're going to mess up sometimes. But get back on it. Because then life is going to get better and better and better and better and better, and you'll have less reactions. Now, let's go back to the slides. All right. So, click. Click. We did that. All right, here we go. I've been crucified with Christ. I've been buried with him. I've been resurrected with him. I'm dead to the sin nature. I now live in and with Christ. He is in the center of my life. Every day, every hour, reckon yourself or remind yourself that you are not subject to the old nature. Click. All right. And here you go. Your will is the chooser. And so you have a choice. Don't say you don't have a choice. You have a choice. You can be a submitted person. Yes, you can. You can submit to your boss. You can submit to authority. You can do it. Mm-hmm. That's just pride.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just pride, which we're going to talk about Wednesday night. Show up anyway. Click. If you don't show up, I'll know that you have pride. Okay. What gives us the strength to make the right decisions? The Word of God. The Word empowers and gives wisdom. Here's Hebrews 4. You know it. The Word of God is living. It's alive. It's powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing apart of what? Soul and spirit. There's your help right there. Go get in the Word. Okay, Lord, I feel like I'm getting self back in the middle. I'm preferring me over others. Go get back in the Word and read some love stuff. Don't read the prosperity stuff. Read some love stuff.
Right.
When you're having a reaction to people, go read something about love. Go over to 1 John. Because probably you're reacting. When you react out of most of this stuff, it's fear-based. Fear of rejection. Fear of losing. Fear of failing. Fear of losing someone. And so you're going to... I'm going to reject them first because they may reject me and I may lose them. That's a big deal. You probably remember that from high school. It was a real big deal in high school. Amen. All right. So it'll show you what's soul and what's spirit and the joints and marrow, and it's a discerner of the thoughts and the intent of the heart. What you going to do? You have thoughts and intent of the heart. Where are you going to choose? Use your chooser. Use your chooser. Oh, Lord. Okay. Okay. Happy complaining. Out. Well, you know so-and-so. You know how they behave. But you're really telling us, I'm sick of their behavior. That's what you're really telling us.
Yeah.
So, and you might be sick of someone's behavior, but you're not helping it. The best thing to do is, you know what, I confess, go to God,
yeah.
Not to people, because you're poisoning the people.
Yeah,
you're poisoning the people about that person. Just go to God and say, I confess that my loved one or my friend or my whoever it is, I confess in the name of Jesus, they stop that worrying, that they stop acting like that, that they get their self out of the center. And by the way, if you're a worrier, you do have self in the center. You don't have Jesus in the center, or you wouldn't be worried about it. But you don't know. We're going to go broke. You're not going to go broke. Nope. I'm not going to go broke. Why should I go broke? He's in the midst of me.
That's right. Wow. Wow.
That's right. Honey, I was raised on a farm. If we have to, we can trade chickens and eggs or whatever we need to do. We'll do it. We're going to make it.
That's right. Yeah.
But we're not going to go broke. We'll always have what we need.
Right.
But we're not going to go broke. We're going forward.
Amen.
Amen. You're not gonna get busted unless you believe you're going to.
That's right. Yeah.
Israel, I mean, it was miserable all around them, and they won.
Yep. Yeah.
When the economy goes bad, rich people get richer. Won't you find out how they do that? I'll leave that alone. Important. Self in the center is not only rebellion or disobedience. It is also performance-based love. Did y'all get that? So it's just not rebellious people. It's not just disobedience people. It's people that think they need to earn your love. That's self in the center when you try to earn someone's love. You cannot earn something you already have. Jesus loves you right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. Say right now.
Right now.
Look at somebody and say, Jesus loves you right now.
Jesus loves you right now.
The Father God loves me
right now.
So you don't have to perform. Learn to love people with something real. Don't patronize them. Don't try to sweet talk people. Get some real sweet coming out. Real sweet gets out. You don't. Church, it's not going to do any good to try to convince people of something. You're not a lawyer. Well, some of you might be. But you're not in there trying to convince. You can say what you know. But if you explain something good enough to people and it has wisdom behind it, they'll pick it up. And you don't have to convince people that you're good. You already are. And if people don't recognize that, talk to the big one. Amen. You're good right now. Yeah, you don't know how I've acted. Time to get over that. You have the nature of God. All right. God loves you right now. By faith, declare that you're counted dead to sin and alive to God. By faith through grace, choose every day to take yourself out of the center. By faith, choose to walk in love and consider others. By faith, believe the word that he loved us first. Therefore, we can love. If he did it first, we can do it. By faith, believe that the word will divide the soul from the spirit and you will see clearly how to make choices and reactions. And if you receive that, say amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. This is the way to be free, church.
Amen.
It's a way where you can actually love somebody.
Yeah.
For real love.
Yeah.
Something will start coming up in you and it won't just be affection. It'll be even deeper than affection.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Did you know that, you know, we all understand husbands, wives, eros. We understand when you kind of, you know, you have an affection for someone, you love them, you love a person. But did you know that friendship is a very deep love that people look over a lot. Mm-hmm. They overlook it a lot. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to spend any time talking about it, but it's something to think about. Your friends are so important. The love of friendship, having friends that you really love, not because they do everything you want them to do. Sometimes they'll tell you. Sometimes they'll say, you've been wearing those shorts too long. You need to throw those shorts away. That's what Deb told me yesterday. I had on those blue jean shorts. I'm surprised you didn't tell me too. But she says, you need to quit wearing those. Those are old. Throw those away. And I'm like, these are my favorite shorts. Practically have to hold them up. So I went and looked in the mirror. I got to throw them away. Right? The friend says, you gotta, yeah. The friend said, I ate a banana the other day, and Danny says, you got banana on your shirt. I'm like, oh, yeah, thank you. That's what friends do. Friends tell each other. Friends help each other. Oh, by God, don't be telling me anything. Yeah. That's not, then you're not a friend. Let's stand up. Praise the Lord. Be a friend to people. Be a friend. Listen, your children should become your friends.
That's right.
They should become your brother and sister in Christ. Like right here. This should be brother, sister and sister in Christ right now. Right now. This girl's grown. I mean, you still boss her around. She live in your house. Well, you live in her house. That's the key. As long as you live in my house, as long as you eat my Hot Pockets. Yeah. As long as you eat my food, I got charge over you. That's right. But they still grow, and the relationship changes. My son, to me, he's my baby. But he's my brother in the Lord, and we have conversations about that. He's my friend. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Danny, I could almost be Danny's grandmother. Almost. Not quite. I'd have had to be really young, like about Nina. But we're friends. We're friends. We're not, and she does work for the church. And I am her boss. But we're also friends. I'm Mac's friend. I've been Mac's friend for a long time. Yesterday, I actually looked at my little booklet, The Wedding of Mac and Ronnie. I still have it. Friendship. Be a friend to Jordan. He's your husband. You know the roles you play with your husband, your wife? Parent, adult, child. You play all those three roles. Did y'all know that? That's what you do. We'll talk about that sometime. Mm-hmm. Sometimes Larry's a parent. Sometimes he's a child. Sometimes he's the adult. Notice that with each other. You'll play that role. Yeah. Now, honey, get in here, she'll say. So she was just the parent. And he's like, oh, okay. And other times, don't drive that car like that. You know? So, see, I mean, you're always going to be playing. You get what I'm saying. You play those three roles with people, particularly your spouse. Check it out sometimes and notice, hey, I was just the boss. I was just the parent. Oh, I was just acting like the kid. You do that. Yeah. And there's something else you do with people. Help me with it, Deb. You seek and...
Seeking
and merging. That's right. Y'all know what that is? So sometimes you'll be... I'll spend a lot of time with Patty. We're merging. Sometimes we're seeking and we're doing other things. Sometimes I go on vacation with Danny and Jordan. Sometimes they leave me at home and go with other people. They're seeking. They're doing... It's okay.
You go more without me.
Oh, sorry. Okay. But we want to give each other that seeking space. I mean, like, you know, I'm like, well, Danny and Jordan are going so-and-so with just the family. And they're like, okay, it's just the family. You don't have to get invited to everything. Seeking and merging. Sometimes you'll spend more time with other people, and sometimes you won't. It's good for all relationships.
Yeah.
One more thing. If you get any inkling, husbands and wives, to get emotional about the opposite sex, stop it. Adultery does not start in the bedroom. It starts up here. If you get any feeling like that other person, oh, they're just my friend, they're just my good friend, and it gets a little sweeter or you get to admiring too much, tell your wife.
Tell your wife
and move as far away from that as you can. And don't sit up here and say, I'd never do that. You'd be surprised at the people that fall into those kinds of things. I'm just telling you young people, as you get started, you be so honest with each other. and you stay in that and you move away from anybody that could hinder your relationship. You protect your marriage at all cost. At all cost. You protect it. You're like, oh, me and mama are way past that. Protect it. Those of you that are headed that way, protect it. Amen. God loves you. We love you. Stay in victory. Bye-bye. Did y'all like that today?
Yes, it was good.
Bye-bye. This helps us. Now, the Bible says the kingdom of God is like leaven, so it'll bleed off onto other people.
Yeah.
You start putting yourself out of the center, and you put Christ in the center, it'll bleed off on other people. Yeah. It will. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, you good? Everybody still love me? This is what, hey, I'm doing this as much as you're doing this. I've just known it a little longer, maybe. But it is worthy. It keeps you okay. Yeah,
right.
Talk to people.
Yeah.
Have dialogue. Have someone you can trust. But don't go around telling everybody else your stuff.
Right.
Find your spouse or a best friend who will not judge you.
Right.
And you can tell what you need to tell. But don't go about rehearsing how ugly your husband is on such and such or your wife. That is out of line. Amen.
Amen.
Love at all costs. And may I also add, don't go around talking ugly about your pastor either.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you that we're the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Blessing is overtaking us today. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. Everything we put our hands to do prospers. And Father dear, as we go out of here, we thank